You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
You've been successful for a few years now. Have you ever had a regular job?
I worked at Starbucks and FedEx, and oh my God, horrible.
Oh, was it really bad?
Starbucks was cool because I stole cheese danishes every day. FedEx was so depressing. It was just the spirit there, just older dudes like just pushing boxes, but okay with it. And it scared the living hell out of me. So I quit after a week and 4 days.
How long did you work at Starbucks?
2.5 years. And This lady named Cindy, she was a new manager. She hated on me. And she fired me, and I hope she's watching because I still hate her.
Cindy,
I hate you so much. I hate you, Cindy.
Is Cindy aware of your success?
I hope, and I hope it. Her firing me was the greatest moment of my life.
Was it really?
My change was free.
Wow, how did she do it? She sit you down and say it's time to go?
Nah, dude, one of the shift managers warned me like 10 minutes before she fired me, so I had 9 minutes to call my mom asking her what I should do.
Oh.
Yeah, it was tight. Somebody was like, yo, you're getting fired in 9 minutes, boy.
And what did your mom tell you to do?
First, she was going to sue Starbucks. Then we figured out they did nothing wrong.
That's no reason not to sue.
The phone. So, that was 9 minutes. I had about 4 minutes left to figure out what to do. So I manned up and said, all right, I'll get fired. And I ate like 3 cheese danishes.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Hey there. Welcome back to Chris Chats With. If you're still tuning in to this monthly discussion, I thank you. I started out with this Tyler, the Creator interview on Jimmy Kimmel because I don't know anything more relatable right now. Working or not working, a lot of us are doing something temporary, and that's okay. You heard Tyler. He was at Starbucks for 2 years, yo. We got this. All right, let's do this. This month's topic took me on a full quest, like full Harriet the Spy gathering information around here. Half this episode was honestly for me. I learned a lot about stuff I should have years ago, but luckily my learning experience can be somebody else's. Today, we're going to talk about union membership, specifically AEA, or Actors Equity Association. I want to start by saying this is absolutely not a diss track about the union. AEA provides actors so much. Like, without a union, we would be even more screwed than we already are. Yes, there is work to be done. Choreographer acknowledgement, controlling producer greed, 8 shows a week, because why? But I'm not here to bash. I'm only here to explore. When trying to come up with this episode, all I could think was, where do I start? How about joining? So, like, how does someone join AEA, right? There are two main ways to join AEA, via the point system or joining a union-affiliated show. I joined AEA at the age of 20, and like many members, I signed the contract because I wanted the job. My contract was union-based, and so that was all she wrote. Plus, I had done some other work that had gotten me some points, but to be honest, I was pretty new to the whole situation, so the point thing kind of confused me. When working at a regional theater, a friend of mine chose not to join the union at the moment. Though the theater she was at was part of Equity, her contract was based on the point system. She decided to wait until she got an Equity production contract. Now, I went to Performing Arts College for 4 years, and I was yesterday years old when I fully understood that. What the hell? Like many good salesmen, Equity promotes the benefits of joining. And there's a lot of benefits, let me tell you. Tax help, discounts for retail, media, fitness, resources to find work, a credit union you can join, and so on. It can seem excessive, but it's a paid membership, so it makes sense. Arguably, the most important benefit is technically not Actors Equity. The Equity League Benefits Fund oversees pension, 401k, and healthcare plans for union members. As an employee, this is a vital part of joining a union. Pension? Not pension? That's that good, good. I want that. I see myself in Vegas at age 76 with that. Well, maybe 86 the way things are going. But yeah, I planned ahead and signed up for that the first chance I got, okay? The key to starting to understand AEA was becoming active on the website. That's the place to go, over phone calls or seeing somebody in person. It's user-friendly and packed with every resource you could think of. The daily newsletter is probably the most crucial part. It talks about all the current things AEA is doing. Before exploring the website, I really only read the handful of emails that I chose to read. They share a lot of information, but there's so much you can easily drown in it. These days, our attention spans are about the size of a raisin. AEA would benefit from some new age vamp. Really important news has to catch the eye and get people to read. I only read it because I was curious, and that's the issue. This isn't just some, oh, if I like it, I'll read it type information. We as members have to take part in our own membership and stay informed. Because when shit hits the fan and the drama goes on, we inevitably are the last to know, even though ironically, it'll probably affect us the most. The biggest part of change is doing something different. We as members want change, right? Well, we all gotta move different together. Otherwise, what's the point? So the website, a goldmine of information, but classic me, I found everything but what I was looking for. I wanted to know if there was a standard AEA membership contract. Not an AE contract from a specific show, but a Welcome to Equity contract. I tried to flash back to being 20. I remember signing some shit and being told I had a retirement fund now. I've kept every contract I've ever signed. If I was given a copy, of course. And that's where my memory stops. Did I sign a production contract and something else? I truly don't remember. I just know I signed my name a lot at my first Broadway rehearsal. In my manhunt through the website, I came across something that suggested such a contract might exist. Under the Resources tab, there is a Resource for Producers option. Clicked that. Then, I clicked on Agreements and Forms, and it read the following. If you would like to read a particular union agreement or have questions regarding a specific agreement, please contact your regional equity officer. Equity agreement? Huh? What's that? Because that doesn't sound like a production contract. In a tab labeled for producers? Huh? What's going on? No clue. At first, I felt mad dumb. Just like baffled, you know? Then I started asking around the block and found out we were all clueless. I compiled some answers together, you know. Let's laugh together, friend, shall we?
I had no idea, so...
I actually don't think I know.
I have absolutely no idea.
If we're guessing, it would be on my equity portal.
I have no idea.
I didn't know we had a contract with Actors Equity.
The AEA membership contract?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
I can totally be making this up, but I want to say my contract would be in a manila folder in my office where I keep all of my...
No idea.
To be honest, I have no idea.
Top of my head, if I weren't to cheat, literally no idea.
Oh, God, I have no idea. No clue.
Membership contract? I'm guessing member ed, new members, equities, rules, and important tips for members?
Contract in my email archives.
Crazy. Did I or did I not sign an AEA membership contract? And what equity agreement can producers request access to? Sheesh. Crazier thing is I'm not leaving AEA anytime soon. Coronavirus caused the dues payment to become super mellow, and they're still trying to put in influence and make change into the community. However, I can't help but notice how it feels like they might be getting the short end of the stick. For example, one email I actually read was about the Open Culture Project coming to the city. Apparently, the project didn't meet the minimum pay wages or COVID protocols. In my head, I'm like, cool, thanks for the heads up, won't be doing that project. But there's also, why weren't you guys a part of the meeting that created the project? Seems like everyone else was in on it except for the people who have to make it happen. And clearly, no representative AEA attended those meetings, right? Right? I'm done. Nope. Harriet is done sleuthing. Over and out. For real, what do we do now? We move different. See, in the past, I would be like, well, there it is. More proof that the man is keeping me down. Blah, blah, blah. Same excuses. Blah. I've known reform was needed long before it was trending on social media. With the information I found, I hope to stay in the light and not move back into the dark. I will slowly but surely start becoming an active member. At least a cognizant one. Read shit I should be reading. Ask questions that people don't want me to ask. I have to start participating. I think we all should. We see it happening in all aspects of our culture right now. We are in the exposure phase. The only way this phase won't repeat, like it has in the past, is a transition into an action phase. If we have any hope of change, we gotta become doers, not Instagram posters. And I'm dragging myself, okay? Don't worry. Like I said, exposure phase. Let's start doing. Okay, Harriet is done. Special thanks to the various ensemble members for sharing with us this week. The Ensemblist was produced today by Mo Brady, Jackson Klein, and me, Christine Shepherd. There are two great ways you can be helping The Ensemblist right now. One is by leaving us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts, and the second is by becoming a Patreon member at patreon.com/theensemblist. Please follow The Ensemblist wherever you listen to podcasts, whether that be on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or at our home on Broadway Podcast Network at bpn.fm. You can also follow us on Instagram. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.